of peace and change forever so. It's pouring down over its boundaries. Oh, but it's okay. We want more. So let it rain.
And I'm going to invite each and every one of you, if you could stand, let's worship the Lord for a minute. Let's invite Him into our house, into us. No matter what's distracted you this morning, no matter what is going on out there, no matter who blew their horn at you this morning, or how hard it was to get the kids ready for church this morning, or ourselves, God, we just love and praise You. Lord, we just thank You for this morning You've given us, dear Lord, this beautiful, beautiful day. Dear Lord, as we see this new season, dear Lord, as we see the flowers blooming, dear Lord, hearing the birds and the excitement in nature right now, dear Lord, may that same spirit be placed in us this morning, dear Lord. That You've created, dear Lord, that You've guided each and every one of us, dear Lord, that You breathe the breath of air into each and every one of us, dear Lord, and we thank You. Lord, You've designated us for today. Lord, there's a reason, dear Lord, that we're here this morning. Lord, there's a reason for everything that happens. And Lord, we just praise You, Jesus. We love You.
Thank You, Lord.
And Lord, as we prepare to celebrate this season, dear Lord, a season of sacrifice, a season of love, the season of compassion. And dear Lord Jesus, and God, we know that You had us on Your mind. Dear Lord, at that time, dear Lord, that we needed a Savior, and it's You, Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to praise you this morning. Lord, we just want to lift you up. We want to honor you. Dear Lord, for every prayer request that's needed, those things that are on our mind and in our heart, Lord, we're placing them in your hands. Lord, for those watching on the live feed, dear Lord, may they just feel the same presence that we feel in your house this morning. And Lord, let it rain on us, dear Lord. Let your Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, Lord, just come amongst each and every one of us, dear Lord, and just let us feel your presence. And dear Lord, we just love and praise you. Jesus, 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 oh, there's nothing above that name.
Oh, hallelujah, my Lord.
Master, Savior,
dear Lord, and we just lift you up and honor you.
Lord, we're nothing without you, dear Lord. We just need you in our life and all. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In Jesus' name, and everybody says, amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God, praise God. You may be seated if you can. Just continue to keep the Spirit of the Lord. Just let Him just minister each and every one of us. Because as I look out amongst this congregation, it's so good to see y'all this morning. I know you can just start at the top and go through, all the way through the alphabet of all the situations, all the things. But also, I want to reverse that and say, let's start at the alphabet going from A to Z and talk about the things God's blessed us with. His blessings, how He's blessed us, how He's blessed us, how He's blessed us, and how He's blessed us. Oh, it's so good to see y'all this morning. We're going to get ready and just get some business out of the way. We're going to take up the morning offering, turn it over to the choir, and just ask God just to administer. Just keep our pastor in our prayers, all the different ministries in our prayers as we go forth. And we love you praying for each and every one of you, and we accept your prayers for us. Praise God, praise God. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord just to bless this offering this morning?
Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful and grateful to be back in your house.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Talking to me, saying,
with me. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody. Trying to tell everybody all about somebody to save my soul.
Before we go to this next song, I know I messed up on that song, but that's okay because it doesn't matter. I'm doing it for the Lord, so that's all that matters. But I just want to say, and I love that song because I don't want nobody to see Kelly. I want them to see Jesus. You know, that's what matters. And I know half of me, I'm split in half, but I'm just claiming. Andy, I'm claiming Lisa's healing today.
Amen.
You know, she called me before we got to church, and her oxygen's down to 62, and she's got a blood clot in her leg, I know. But all she was thinking about was, I need to go to church. So I just know that faith is going to take her through this, and I just claim it. And I'm standing on the Word of God. That's what He said. He said, we said we could go boldly before the Lord. And that's what we did in that office. We went boldly before the Lord. And I just praise Him. And I claim it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. Man's empty praise and treasures that fade are never enough. Then you came along and put me back together. And every desire is now satisfied here in your love. Hey, oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you. Yeah.
Jesus. There's nothing better in a syringe than Jesus. Amen. There's nothing better in this world than Jesus. Amen. If you love Him, give Him praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. Well, I read in the Bible where a man by the name of Moses, a man was entertained by the Spirit of Almighty God. How many can relate to that? He was on the mountain. He was on the mountain. God was speaking to him. God took his finger and began to write on the table the Ten Commandments. Can you imagine? Can you imagine sitting there seeing the hand of God writing and inscripting those Ten Commandments, feeling that power and anointing of God while on the mountain? But Moses had to return to the valley. And when he got back to the valley, he saw that the children of Israel had backslidden. He saw that they had raised them up an idol god. A god in which there is no power. And don't you imagine that Moses' countenance was just kind of falling a little bit, even though he had that heavenly glow. But I'm here to tell you that the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. Even when it doesn't look like it, even when you don't feel like it, He's still God. Hallelujah. I've been on the the mountain with Jesus. Yes, I've been in the valley so low. Oh, but not one time has He failed me. Went to Him with my trouble I go. So let me walk with You, Jesus. Please don't ever, ever leave me alone. For without You, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. Can you identify? I've been on the mountain with Jesus. Hallelujah. But I've been in the valley so low. Oh, but not one time has He failed me, and He never will. Went to Him with my trouble I go. So let me walk with You, Jesus. And don't ever, ever leave me alone. For without You, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. For without You, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. But Satan, I am not without Jesus. I received Him as Lord and Savior. By His precious blood, I've been reborn. All things are gone. All things are new. I got a home in heaven. How about you? Come on, give the Lord praise if you love Him. Well, glory to God. Praise the Lamb of God. How pleasant it is for the brethren, including sisters too. Amen. Together, amen, in the house of the Lord. To be united. It's almost like the Bible said, as the anointing oil runs down our head and down. It's just a sweet, sweet fragrance and a sweet spiritual feeling. Amen. To be engulfed in the presence of God. May we never, ever take that for granted, but always be thankful. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, go with us to the book of Psalms, the very first chapter in the book of Psalms. So good to have you with us this morning. Amen. Church, let everybody know how welcome they are. We love you. Glad you came to worship the Lord with us this morning. Good to have Florida folks with us this morning. Amen. South Georgia folks with us this morning. Amen. Praise God. Good to have you with us. Reading from the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. I said, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful and blessed we are, God, to be in your presence this morning. Thankful for each and every one who is gathered today. Father, I pray that our hearts and our minds will be focused on your word. Pray, God, that you would take away every distraction this morning, God, and help us, God, to be in tune to your spirit. I pray that the Holy Ghost would take charge of this service. God, I pray that your spirit would anoint these lips of clay. God, anoint this tongue this morning. It's nothing more than a vessel and an oracle for the Holy Spirit to speak to us this morning, that we may be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. And Father, we pray, God, a very special prayer for all who are hurting today, those who are sick, those who are afflicted, those who have called us and requested prayer. Father, I pray that you would minister healing unto their bodies. We ask these blessings humbly in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. One more clap for Jesus. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Praise the Lord. There's a song that says, I like to feel like I feel when I'm feeling like I feel right now. Amen. I'm not going to sing it because I never would get all the words out. But I like this feeling. Man, don't you? I like the feeling of knowing that I'm born again and the Spirit of the Lord is alive and well in my soul. This morning, I just want to take a little bit to talk to us about being firmly planted. Lord has been dealing with me, especially this week, in being rooted and grounded and established. Basically, that's what the psalmist is referring to here. Everybody is not that way. I said everybody is not firmly planted. We see that in the changes of the environment. We see that in the changes of the attitudes and the things that are happening in the world today. But I believe that God still honors steadfastness. So my Bible tells me he's not a changing God. He is the same. Everybody say the same.
The same.
He's the same God that split the Red Sea.
Woo.
Everybody say he's the same.
He's
the same God that closed the mouths of the lions when Daniel was in the midst of the lion's den. Everybody say the same. He was the same God that cooled the fire. He didn't keep them out of the fire, but he cooled the fire. Don't you worry if you're going through a fiery trial, because if your faith stands in Almighty God, he'll cool the fire for you. He will see you through. He will bring you out. Amen. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. For that, we're so thankful. Firmly means to make fast or to fix. Or affixed to establish, to be steadfast. If there was ever a call to the righteous today, it would be to stand firm. I know the winds of all of these sins and sinful natures are blowing strong against the church and against the Christian and against the born-again child of God. But if in fact we are rooted, if in fact we are grounded, if in fact we are established, not in my ways, not in your ways, but in what thus saith the Lord, the winds can blow, the storms may come, even the fire may come, but those who are rooted and grounded will be firmly established. Established and planted in the power of Almighty God. Blessed, the Bible said, is the man that doesn't do these things. There's been a great controversy over the years of what a Christian is to do, or what a Christian is to be, or what a Christian is to look like. And many of those things refer to what a Christian does. But the psalmist says here, it's just as important for the things that we don't do. Come on. Amen. We can't do enough to get to heaven. We can't be good enough to get to heaven. We can't be righteous enough without the Spirit of the Lord. But as Christians, born again Christians who are rooted and grounded. Let me tell you something. When you mean rooted or grounded, and I hope you understand this, your roots are hid. Everybody might not see your roots. They only see what is above ground. And I think the Christians for too long have been more concerned about what people see on top of the ground than how deep our roots run. Oh, glory. Let me tell you about the plant above the ground. The wind may blow it to and fro, but let me tell you, he can't touch the roots. He can't get what is below the ground. He can't touch what is established and firmly planted. Lord, I want to be firmly planted in your word, in your will. God, every day of my life, not my will, but thine be done. But it says the man that doesn't do these things, he's blessed. Doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I want to ask you a question this morning, and you don't have to verbally answer, but just think about it. Where do you get your counsel? Where do you get your guidance? Where do you look for safekeeping? Who do you contact? Who do you reference? I'm so afraid that Mr. Google is called more than Mr. God. Amen? Hey, I'm not above Googling. I Google. Amen. But when I need strength, when I need power, when I need the anointing, when I need healing, when I need to pray for somebody, when I need to counsel somebody, I don't go to Google. I go to God. He's the only one that can lift us up. He's the only one that can make a way for us. He's the only one can firmly plant us in His Word and in His will. Hallelujah. Yes, there's things we don't do. Amen. There's things and places we don't go. There's things that we don't need to get involved in. There's things that we don't need to consume in our bodies. The body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. There's folks that'll take more time to clean their house up when they have a visitor than they will to clean their life up when they go before God. God, I don't want anything in there. Lord, if I consider it a treasure and you call it trash, then get the trash out. Glory to God. I gotta make it, folks. I gotta make it. I got a home in heaven. I can't let anything keep me out of that glorious promise. My Lord. Firmly planted. Glory to God. Able to withstand the winds of time. Able to withstand adversity and political correctness. Amen. I love it that the tweets, the post was saying, I bow to nobody but God. It's a wonderful saying. But are your roots deep enough to back it up? Come on. Because I want to tell you something. Popular persuasion is a mighty force. It's quietened the Christians. My granddaddy used to say, we better take advantage of coming to church. One day they're going to put a lock on the door. They're going to bolt it and not let you in. If he was alive today, they didn't put a physical lock on it, but they make you feel guilty together in the house of the Lord. They make you feel guilty together with your family. Amen. Are we strong? Are our roots deep enough? Are they just shallow? And we're bowing to all of the political correctness. We have to be rooted. We have to be grounded in the power of the Lord. Firmly planted. Firmly planted. It's important to be established. Amen. When you know, and you know that you know, confidence replaces fear. I said, when you know. I've heard people say, well, I know. Well, maybe. Come on. There's a lot of things I don't know in this world. I'll be the first to admit that. There's a lot of things I don't understand. I told him Wednesday night, Trey rode to church with us, and I tried to explain about him about the time change, and I just gave up. He asked so many questions, I'm thinking, just son, take my word for it. They're going to change the time. Why? I don't know. They just are. What does that mean, Pop? Well, it means you have a little more daylight in the evening, and what about in the morning? Do you have more late night in the morning? I said, Trey, ask Nana. I will admit, there's things I don't know. I don't understand. When they talk about atoms, I go to the book of Genesis. They're talking about molecules. There's things I don't understand. Somebody said, follow science. I don't even know if they understand. But one thing I do know, one thing I'm firmly planted in, is the almighty word of God, and I got to obey it, I got to live by it, I got to preach it. Glory to God, that's the only thing that's going to set me free. That's the only thing that's going to point me to the right direction. Hallelujah. Are you thankful for the word of God? Hallelujah. Firmly planted. Unshakable, even in the shakiest circumstances. Hallelujah. Like a palm tree. Old skinny, barren looking palm tree. Few little leaves at the very top. But the proud mighty oak stands with its branches, multiple limbs and branches. Its greatness, it's majestic until the storm comes.
Come on.
Because the root system of the great mighty oak is not nearly as deep as the root system of the skinny palm tree.
Come on.
I'll tell you something else. The oak tree won't bend. Ain't doing that. You ain't got to go there to do that. I ain't got to go to church to worship the Lord. I ain't got to go to the kitchen to eat either. But I find myself regularly in the kitchen. Great mighty oak says, I don't have to do all that. And then when the storm comes, we saw the evidence. I mean great, huge, mighty trees twisted by the tornadic winds that come up and wreaked havoc. But they tell me, and I've read and researched about it, that so many times the palm trees, they can bend. Come on. Hallelujah. I think sometimes if Christians would move, they'd break.
Come on.
Come on. Being able to bend. I may be in traction tomorrow, but I'm bending right now by the power of God. What are you talking about? The wind, the same wind that totally demolished the oak trees. Amen. The palm tree was still standing, waving, glorifying. I want to be like that spiritually. No matter how strong the storm is, no matter what I face, no matter what is before me, I want to be able to move back and forth and take it because I'm firmly planted. Rooted, grounded, and established in the Word and the will of God. Why is it important? It's important to be established in faith. Established in faith. Faith is a short little word, but is a powerful word in the meaning of our relationship with God. Being told to do something that you utterly do not understand. Stretch a rod out over the sea and it'll split. The same rod you cast down and it turned into a snake. Why? Because of faith. Amen. We need to be established and rooted and grounded in the faith that God has given us. And don't tell me you don't have any, because that's not biblical. Bible says every man, woman too, has been appointed a measure of faith. What are you going to do with it? You're going to dig a hole and stick it under the ground because you know he's a harsh God? Or are you going to take that faith and you're going to multiply it and exercise it and use it every day of your life? Hallelujah. Come on. If you've got faith to see the small things done, that same faith will move the mountains. It'll do the big things. Sometimes the church thinks that the only time that we need prayer is when there needs to be a great and mighty miracle. Let me tell you something. The little healing of a little finger is just as great and a mighty miracle as the of healing cancer and healing diabetes and healing all of those other things. Because my God doesn't put any degree of difficulty on any of them. As our faith is, so shall it be. What a mighty God that we serve. We need to be established in our faith as Noah was. I'm thinking, God tweeted First Pentecostal Church. I saw a church marquee sign this morning. It says, "Be careful how you tweet others." That's pretty cute, ain't it? What if God tweeted us through the Holy Ghost? Said things are getting bad down there. Of course, you know, if we're Bible readers, we know he's not going to tell us to build an ark. You Bible readers know the world's not going to be destroyed by water again. Let me tell you something. I just throw this in. That's what the real rainbow is for. That's God's promise. Oh, the world has distorted it. But that's God's promise. Amen. How many knows you can't break a promise? But what if he tweeted us and asked the First Pentecostal Church to do something as immaculate as build an ark? You know what we'd do? We'd look at the finances. We get everybody together and scratch heads and look. I don't know if we can do this or not. That's not faith. That's looking like we can do it in our own means. But not Noah. Noah didn't know any better than just to trust God. Okay, we'll just build an ark. Took him a long time, but he did it. We need to be that firmly, amen, etched in the faith of God. When he calls us to do something, don't tell him how hard it is. Tell him how great he is. Tell him it's a possibility, not with me, but through him all things are possible. Glory to God. Rooted and grounded in faith as Abraham was. Amen. Oh, Lord, I can't give you that. I can't do without that. But not Abraham. He gave him one of the most precious things that he had. Offered it to him. But God only was testing him. Amen. We need to be firmly. Firmly planted in the will and in the word of God. Not only in our faith, but in our obedience. We have faith. Amen. But sometimes we don't put the obedience with the faith. Man, God wants us to obey him. He says obedience is better than sacrifice. Man, if we'll just obey the Lord, learn to obey him. Man, when he speaks, we listen. And when he directs, we do. The obedience as Moses and Joshua were. You know, they obeyed God time and time and time again. When it seems like the odds were insurmountable. When it seemed like the walls were so high that they were impenetrable. But Joshua said, okay, we're just going to obey the word of the Lord. I want to get out of the point of questioning God on every demand or every direction he gives me and just obey him. Just obey him. Just do what the Lord instructs and directs us to do. My Lord, you know what kind of situations and miracles we would see performed if we would just obey the word of God? Amen. The power is already there. And when we're rooted and grounded and established in the Word of God. I want to be as firmly planted in the Word of God as my wife is on her opinion.
Come on.
Come on. See, all you husbands afraid to say amen. It's true. Firmly planted, entrenched, unmovable. That's how I want to be in the Word of God. Firmly planted, knowing that whatever comes my way, amen, the root system goes deep enough. Glory to God. Not only in obedience, but in a humble spirit. You know, humble spirit can be synonymous with a powerful spirit. Come on. Can be in the same person. You can be mighty in the work of God, but still obtain a humble spirit, which is a right spirit, which is a righteous spirit, which was very evident in Daniel and in Joseph. And you know, even both of them in captivity rose to a prominent place, even in a strange environment. Don't say, God, why have you got me here? Because I'm fixing to bless you. I'm fixing to raise you to prominence in a strange environment. Glory to God. Listen, the environment may be strange, but God ain't strange. Oh, glory. He's just as at home here as He is out there. And even in our home, He is the same God. Rooted and grounded in worship. As the beautiful Psalms of David, the wonderful songs of Solomon. How sweet it is that they poured out of their praise and worship to an almighty God. They were rooted and grounded in worship. I love worship. If you love worship, you're going to fit in really good in heaven. Because that's what we're going to do for eternity, is worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Rooted and grounded in power. The Bible says you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Glory to God. I don't know why we as Christians have to be reminded of that scripture. We shouldn't have to read it but one time and say, that's it. Well, glory. I rebuke you, Satan. I don't listen to you. I get out of my face. Hallelujah. Ain't got time for you, devil. I haven't got time to listen to you. God is so real in my life. I'm not going to have what you're selling. That's power and authority over Satan. As Elijah and Elisha had, the prophets. What great power. But it wasn't Elijah. It wasn't Elisha. It was the God of those two prophets. But they simply believed and trusted in God and were firmly planted and rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Now, I will admit it doesn't happen overnight. I'm not saying God's Spirit takes a long time. I'm saying it takes us a while. The great Smith Wigglesworth. How's that for a name of an evangelist? Mr. Wigglesworth. A mighty anointed man of God. I can't quote him verbatim, but I'll try to paraphrase without changing the gist of what he alluded to. He was a man that God, I want to be very specific how I say, he was a man that God wrought many miracles through. Sometimes the world gives man the acknowledgement. When it's not man, it's the God of man. Amen. Seen too many signs, too many tents, too many transfer trucks with the big name of the man. Instead of the name of the Lord. Yeah. That's where deliverance comes from. Smith Wigglesworth did give honor and glory to God. He said, this type of a healing ministry only comes after God has torn me to pieces over a number of years. because he had to get him right.
To know
that if he asks in the name of the Lord Jesus, then miracles can be wrought. And he was always swift to give the glory and honor to God and not be the recipient of it himself. And God wrought many, many, many mighty miracles through the hand of Smith Wigglesworth. In power as Elijah and Elisha. And in service. Too many people are asking, what can I do? Amen. Whatever you do, do it for God. Do it from your heart. Do it with all of your might. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. We all get the same reward. Come on, praise God. And we all get the same retirement benefits. Glory to God. And we all get the same clothes. Glory to God. I don't know about this. Do we all get the same size? Just stop. I'm holding on to this promise. God said, you'll have a new body. Glorified body. Hallelujah. In service. As the disciples. Just threw their nets down. Said goodbye to their family, their father. Followed Jesus. The Apostle Paul. What a great service he was after his conversion. Amen. But in all of these cases, if we had them here today, I believe without fail, every one of them would say you have to be rooted and grounded and firmly planted in the power of God. Because without that, we can't do anything. But through Him, all things. All things. Come on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Even that thing you're thinking about. Yeah. Not all things except. Not all things but. All things. Through Him can be done. Even what you're calling an impossibility can be done through Jesus Christ. Somebody needs to hear that this morning, because you'll give Him 99% of your faith, but there's that one thing. Come on. There's that one thing we can't release. There's that one thing we can't get over. There's that one thing that we say, I wish He would do it, rather than I know He will do it. That's faith. That's being rooted and grounded in the power of God. Hallelujah. Firmly planted. Not wavering. James 1 and 6 says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. There's too many people being tossed by the waves of popular opinion, of political correctness, of what the minority calls truth. Folks, I believe that there's still a majority of moral people in this world. But for some reason, we have grown to think we don't need to offend anyone or anybody. Jesus once called a group of people, you stiff-necked. Hallelujah. You will never, ever have to apologize for the Word of God.
Amen.
You don't start an answer to somebody's question with, I think. Or in my opinion. I will tell you what the Bible says. I will read it verbatim to you. And let you decide. Because the Bible, believe it or not, offended me. Thank God that it did. It offended my lifestyle. It offended my desires. It offended my flesh. Oh, but thank God that it did.
Because it let me know I did not have to continue in the lifestyle that I was immersed in. I thought I was having a good time until I received the Spirit of the Lord. Glory to God. Now I'm living every day with an anticipation of what the Lord has in store for us. Glory to God. Why? Because we're firmly planted. Don't just dig a little hole and throw something in it. Expect it to grow into something strong and steadfast. I will assure you, and I don't know, I'm not a farmer, but I've thought this to be true. If you'll dig the hole deeper than the plant that is exposed, just me. And then, if you'll fill some dirt in there, Trace, we was doing that, and Trace said, "What is them little white things in that dirt?" And I said, "That's fertilizer." "Oh, I thought they was little eggs." I said, "No, they're fertilizer. And that's going to, that's food for that plant." Now, let me tell you something. Your roots are going to need to be fed. Junk food ain't going to do it. Got to feed it the right stuff. Come on, this is the right stuff. Amen. So we patted it down, and we pressed it down, and we packed some more on it. Why are we doing that? Because when the wind blows, I don't want it to blow it over until it grows. And I know some tender young plants need some nurturing. Man, we do. And that's what the church is supposed to do, to help those young saints, those young converts. But there's a time when we put away childish things. There's a time when we begin to mature in the power of God. And Satan does not want the church to reach maturity. He doesn't want you to reach spiritual maturity. Because that's when we realize that greater is He that is within us than he that is in the world. Glory to God. That's when we become firm and planted and established, rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Amen. Finally, in the book of Colossians, chapter number 2, verses 6 and 7. "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." To be firmly planted is simply to be rooted, grounded, and established in the Word of God. Adamant about it. Fully convinced that this is the truth. Somebody said, "Well, if it ain't the truth, I'm going to hold on to it till it comes." It is the truth. It is the truth. Amen. It is the Word of God. And that's the one thing that we can certainly count on in this day of all of the confusion and all of the adversity, because this won't change. It won't change for me. It won't change for you. But we can change for it. Amen. We can become rooted and grounded. God bless you. I love you with all of my heart. My heart's desire is to see each and every one of you in heaven. What a time we're going to have when we get over there. Come on. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Would you stand? Every head bowed. Every eye closed. Every saint of God praying. If you desire a closer walk, if you desire to be more rooted, more grounded, you know, God will give us our desires. His Word tells us that. Just simply ask Him. If you want to come to the altar this morning, this altar is always open. It's never closed. Amen. It is a place of contact. I will assure you that we will pray with you. We'll pray for you. While every eye is closed, is there one that would come forward this morning for any reason whatsoever? We'll pray with you. While we're still bowed our heads, if you would just slip your hand up, if you have a request of prayer, any situation, you don't have to tell me. I'm not going to ask you. I'm just going to agree with you that God's going to move. Bless those hands. God sees them. And I'll be praying for you this week. May God bless you. We love you. Brother Jim, would you come and dismiss us with a word of prayer? May God go with you.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
God's great, isn't he?
Amen.
Oh, yes. He knows exactly what we need to hear. I know. I believe that in my heart. He knows each and every one of our needs. So good to have y'all with us this morning. Those watching on the live feed and those here present, just good to see the house getting fuller and fuller as we go through. Just want to praise the Lord this morning. All hearts and minds clear.
Thank you.
This altar's still open. If someone needs prayer, please let us know. And anyone on the watching on the feed, if you'll pray, place it in the comments, we'll gladly pray with you. And we appreciate your prayers too for our church and our ministries. All righty, with this prayer, we're going to take an intermission. I want to invite each and every one of you back for service this evening. Love to have y'all back. It's at 6 p.m. We like to dim the lights a few minutes before service so we can pray and get our Lord. Just let the Lord just minister to us and get us all ready for service. All righty. Well, with this prayer, we're going to dismiss. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. Lord, we just want to praise you. We want to honor you, dear Lord. We just want to lift you up. Lord, thank you for those in this house this morning that gathered with us, those watching on the live feed. Dear Lord, now as we get ready to depart, Lord, we ask now that you'll keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, not only today but for always, dear Lord, that we'll just lift you up and put you first in all that we do, that we'll be grounded and rooted, dear Lord, in your word. And Lord, we thank you also for those in the children's church this morning and in the nursery. Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Praise God, praise God.